I'm Jackie.
I'm Gina.
Welcome to Bold Leap, where we focus on capturing the raw, authentic narratives of people like you
who took a bold leap to pursue their dreams. If you're struggling with how to make it happen and how to get started,
or maybe you just need a seed of inspiration,
then we invite you to take the bold leap.
Like, subscribe, and follow.
We have Mike Cormier joining us today. Keep listening as we explore Mike's bold leap using compassionate leadership with self-care wisdom in the new year.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Gina.
Hello, Jacqueline.
Is that my name for the year?
That's your name for the year.
Okay.
New year, new name.
Yeah, well, let's talk about new year. You took a big, bold leap this year.
Oh, we did.
Oh, you sure did. Congratulations.
Yeah, we bought a house.
I know.
We had a house. We still have a house. We have two houses. So if anybody's looking, it's on the market.
And so you bought a house. You got it painted. You got it cleaned.
Well, let's not get crazy. I didn't get it all painted. I got a few rooms.
Okay,
painted.
But we're talking about like within a week of you signing, you did this stuff.
No, not a week.
2 weeks.
Not, about a month.
Really?
About a month.
Oh, okay. Seemed like everything happened super. Well, a month is quick.
From closing. And then we had about a month after closing.
Mm-hmm.
Then everything.
And moved.
Then we got occupancy. Jeez. Yeah, we moved on the 30th.
Yeah.
What a way to start the year.
I know.
Yeah. Bold leap.
Yeah, bold leap. So
bold leap now into selling another house. So
your New Year's resolutions are what now?
To unpack.
Unpack. And get organized, right?
That's it. I'm done. You know me. I don't have New Year's resolutions. I just, take it as it comes.
I think we have that on a recording.
We do,
Was it 2020?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Whole nother show.
You won't let me live that one down.
Never.
Mm-hmm. When I wanted to make plans.
Yep.
And you keep pulling that
video. I scratch
video.
Your lists.
Oh, well, you keep pulling that video back up and tagging me.
Every chance
me in
I
it.
Get.
It's like, okay, I know.
I know.
I know. It was out of my control.
Yeah,
I still plan. That's the way it goes.
All right.
Anyway, so we have a really good show today. As Gina mentioned, we have Michael Cormier in the house today. He's an entrepreneur, outlier, and visionary in personalized support. He's the founder of Third Circle, Inc., a nonprofit organization. He leads with the intent to revolutionize care for individuals with diverse abilities. In addition, Mike is a self-care guru, is what I call him, with a focus on the connection between mind, body, and spirit. Today, he's here to share his personal habits and rituals that set up his year for success. Why just survive when you can thrive? And if you're like many of us and your New Year's resolutions fall short after a few weeks, you're going to want to listen to this interview and consider trying something different. Welcome to Bold Leap, Mike.
Thank you, ladies, for having me. I'm glad to be back.
Thanks for being here. Okay. So this is the time of year where every podcast is talking about New Year's resolutions. All mm-hmm. the articles are all about how to set goals, how to plan, blah, blah, blah. We like to do something different. We like to bring in people that do things that you can start any time of the year. It doesn't have to be the beginning of the year that set you up for success. That it's not about goals that don't last for 4 weeks. It's about changing your lifestyle so it's sustainable. Mm-hmm. So that's why you're here, because you really walk the talk. I mean, you with as much as you have your hands into so many different businesses and so many different projects, you still seem to have it all together. Like, you organize in a way that I've never seen to make things happen. So what are your thoughts on New Year's resolutions? Let's start with that.
Well, I think that New Year's resolutions are great if that works for you. For me, I usually start way in advance as far as goal setting goes. So about 10 years, I started setting my goals and my vision plan 3 months prior to my birthday. And my birthday is December 22nd, which is a great lead into the new year. So by the time the new year comes, I'm far along into.
Now, what made you do that? Because I think sometimes when you, like, so many people do it New Year's Eve and they're kind of like, or New Year's Day, and these goals are just like, oh, it's the new year. I got to set up my goals. And they're like,
it just seems real easy to fall off. If you start, for me anyway, it just seemed like, just traditionally, when people would make resolutions, I fell into that too. It was like, okay, let me see what I can, you know.
And you just kind of pull things out.
Yeah, I just pull things out. Like, well, I'm not going to do this, or I'm not going to do that. Or it just seemed like as I got into my mid-30s, just trying to be more preventative in aging and ailments and all the things that come along with aging. It just seemed to be proactive, get a jump start on it. That way, when the new year starts, I mean, I'm already on track. So it's like if I were to fall off, you know, if you set something up, like I would just set little challenges for myself, start 10 days, 20 days, 30 days, and then, you know, ultimately get into a 90-day challenge. And then by the time the new year's there, you're smooth sailing. If you fell off track at any given time, it wasn't the new year yet.
Right. You know? So you start planning 3 months before your birthday, you said?
Yep. Okay. I usually start in October.
You do?
Yep. This year I started in September.
So what do you do when you plan? Like, give me, like you talked about a vision plan.
You're talking to her heart right now.
I know. I love this conversation. Every show could be about this for me.
Me, I'm watching the butterflies. Her, she's like, oh my God, plan.
Well, I like what you said too, though, Gina, about take it as it comes.
Oh,
because
yeah.
It's kind of an amalgamation of that. Take it as it comes. But I mean, I set my vision plan. You can.
What's a vision plan?
Just kind of my forecasting what my goals are for the year.
So, so set it up for somebody like a Gina who doesn't plan, but maybe wants to try it. She's going, no.
It's more about being intentional on what I want to, a hurdle I might want to get over. Like this year, it's doing more of this type of thing, podcasting and sharing information and just getting out of my comfort zone, doing things I'm not typically in the mix of doing because I don't like being in a rut. I don't like doing the same thing repetitively. It feels like I'm on a hamster wheel. I need change and I need new goals. And those goals just might be broad.
So like every October
for a new business or something.
Okay. So like every October you say, okay, it's time to start planning for next year.
Yep. Summer winds down. Mm-hmm. It's, you know,
that does seem like a good time.
Summer winds down. Like I'm over that. You're just kind of making sure that, you're just a well-oiled machine going into the new year. Mm-hmm. And just prior to my birthday, I like to, you know, for vanity reasons, you're turning another year older, you know, like getting into your mid-30s. You got to start thinking about that in your mid to late 30s. You really started thinking about that, you know, because your body starts to change for a man anyway. You know, I can only speak from my own perspective, but I just started noticing those things. So, you know, a little more effort has to go in, you know, to the thing, and workouts have to be modified and, you know, things like that. So I just kind of it's kind of like a self audit, I guess, for the 90 days prior to my birthday. Mm-hmm. And then as my birthday hits, like I said, it's right before New Year's Eve, December 22nd. And then I'm good to go right into the new year. So between the 22nd and January 1st, I, you know, kind of review the self audit over that.
And I think that's a great point, the self audit, because I think all too often we think, oh, I'm going to start this. Oh, I'm going to start that. When some of these things, great, wonderful intentions, but not realistic. And I think the idea of a self audit, like, okay, what do I need to do? And be realistic about it, because that's what an audit is. You're looking at your, you know, looking at yourself. What can I do?
Some of my things were in that audit, like it would reveal, like, gosh, on the reflection, you know, I started journaling. Like that's a lot of.
And it's hard to be honest with yourself.
It is. Once you start writing that down and you read it back to yourself,
you go, well, I don't really use that much salt, or I don't drink that much wine, or I don't eat that many chips or cookies or whatever.
Negative self-talk was a big one for me. That was like one of mine that I needed to set intentional goals for going into 2024. I was shocked on how negative my self-talk was and how I needed to reframe that.
And I think we always do. I think we talk.
Most of the
talk to ourselves. And I often say, I wouldn't talk to Jackie, or I wouldn't talk to
That's not true. But that's another show. Go ahead.
But I wouldn't talk to a friend, or I wouldn't talk to a family member like I talk to myself.
Right.
Like,
right.
Oh, you're so stupid, or what are you thinking? Or,
yes.
You know, I think we are far more stringent or more, you know.
And it's easier to believe the bad things about yourself when you're telling yourself, you know. So
exactly.
There's the three C's: catching it, checking it, and changing it.
Oh, I like that.
So that's where, like, goal setting for myself, that's what a goal would be like going into the new year for me, is like, all right, catch it, check it, change it.
Okay, so what are we catching?
The negative self-talk.
The negative self-talk.
Yes, reframing it and then changing that. Like, just catch it and then, you know, shift into something positive moving forward with
it. To check it.
Yep.
How do you check it?
Start again, because this is really good.
Catching yourself like in the middle of it. I'll do it all the time.
I'm so stupid.
If you're ever doing something around the house or like repairing something and you forget what half your tools or whatever, because right, you're remodeling a house right now. I'm sure you're negative self-talk all day. Or at least your husband, something.
Right.
So just catch it in the middle of it and just like kind of check that. And then reframe it, you know, reframe my thought. And I'm just like, no, just move forward from that. And then, you know.
So the three C's again.
Yep. Catching it, catching, checking, and changing.
I love
that. And then reframe it with a positive mindset. Just go forward with a positive mindset and then focus on the thing. Get the thing done. And then just, you know, because everybody's got a lot going on. Everyone's doing good things. It's like I said, it's easier to attack yourself,
yeah,
you know, for a slip up or whatever it is. If you're working on something, mm-hmm, like if one of my goals, it's a horrible goal for me to have because I'm not great at catching myself swearing. You know, I love a cuss word, so yeah, you know, those are that's
the fourth C.
Yes, exactly. Cuss word. The big C.
That's a good one. Okay.
So those are my three C's. And then it's just, you know, there's, I have another set of three C's also, and that's confidence, competence, and connection. And that's just setting up your self-esteem for success.
And how do you do that?
Again, catching, checking, and changing.
Okay. You know, so that goes back to everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's included in your plan. Like when you sit in October and say, okay, it's time to forecast the next year, plan the next year, strategize, you start with those three checkpoints. Like, is that something that, do you have those taped up where you can see them? Or
no,
how does that
I usually
work?
Get come to those conclusions at the end of my self audit, okay, like at the end of that. Mm-hmm. So I kind of just evaluate what the year looked like, mm-hmm, you know, just kind of reread everything that I might've written down in a journal or just for myself notes, mm-hmm, and see where I can be more organized. And, you know, what did I cross off my list? What needs to be revisited? Mm-hmm. You know, what needs to be kind of cleaned up and tied up, and what can I just completely clear off my plate?
Now, do you do two separate plans, one for business and one for personal, or is it just a combination?
It's kind of a combination.
Okay.
I do have usually my business plans. Usually the two new businesses that I've got cooking are seeds that I planted a long time ago. So usually I just do seed planting, and then just, they're not things that are going away. I usually, you know what I mean? I'll come up with the concept, open up the bank account, put some money in there. I might not visit it for a minute, you know, back to the plan. And I just kind of organically let the plan come together.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
So when you plant a seed for a business idea, there's no sense of urgency and, you know, like certain dates that you want to
get? There's usually a sense of urgency. I go through ebbs and flows of that.
Okay.
It depends.
Yeah.
But I just really, I'm really stuck on this, in this headspace of, don't rush the process, trust the journey. So it was
which is hard to do as an entrepreneur, I think.
Yeah,
I think that's just hard to do with life because
you think,
oh, I'm going to lose 10 pounds or, oh, I'm going to start walking more. Oh, yeah. I'm going to start, you know, swearing less or drinking less or whatever. And so you just want to make it better right now.
You want to get from, to the end.
To the end. Like from, you know, as soon as I say it, it should be better and it doesn't happen. And I think the commitment is almost as important and as difficult as the actual process.
I agree. I totally, the thing is how do you stay committed? Because it's easy to make the commitment, but how do you stay committed?
Well, also too, if you're working with people, you know, you have, especially if you're starting a business, you know, you don't go it alone. It takes a team.
Right.
You have to put that team together and that organically has to come into place. You can imagine your dream team. You could even think you have those people in place, but everything changes so rapidly from day to day.
Yeah.
You know, just circumstances, organic circumstances, things change. So you have to be prepared for that. And when you're rushing, I know for me, when I rush, I never get a good outcome. I never have a good outcome if I'm rushing. Yeah, you want it all right now and you want the business and you want it to be sustainable and successful. You can put all your energy into the vision plan, but it's like it needs to unfold organically the way it's supposed to. So if you just trust the journey with it. I've gotten better at that. I wasn't always good at it. That's just hard. Something that I've got to, you know, put energy into. It's tough.
Yeah.
But.
Wow. This is interesting. So going back to October when you start the plan. So for people that are listening mm-hmm. that maybe did New Year's goals or New Year's resolutions, what suggestions would you give them? Maybe they didn't do them.
Start small and easy. Like, I didn't start with all these crazy, like, I need a 6-pack in 3 months. It wasn't like that. Maybe I did do that once. I tried P90X, but that's not sustainable. But just do what you can. Like, back to the P90X, that's actually a good example because you remember that by Beachbody?
We ordered it, yes.
So what I did with that,
clearly we didn't use it.
I remember when I tried that and I'm the type of person that like I put the DVD in mm-hmm. and like I would do it to completion because it wouldn't occur to me to press pause or like just take a break from it. It was like the video was going, so go with it. Well, I remember I couldn't walk and I threw up after that one.
Our video was going and I just left the room.
Well, then I started like after I had to, you know, kind of take a week off from it. It was like I did a little more, you know, digging into that. That's really a military boot camp style workout. And so that's not for everybody. So what I did was order a pizza, lay in bed, put the DVDs back in, watch it, and then took notes. And then I was like, let me just custom tailor this to what I can do out of it because I couldn't do all those things.
Yeah.
Just customized it for myself. So I really took that as a template for everything moving forward.
And sometimes I think that's a great point that like we get an idea and we may overdo it. And they're like, forget it. I'm not doing this. This is too hard because I can't walk or I can't move. But it's okay. Right. What I hear you saying is it's okay to step back, order the pizza, sit in bed and reevaluate.
Yeah. Right.
And I think all too often we think, well, that didn't work. I'm done. I'm done with that.
Or it's not meant to be.
It's not.
I'm not supposed to do it, which isn't true.
That's just like if you start a business, you know, you have to kind of just take it as it comes and then change the course.
Okay. Let's not use that sentence because Gina just keeps looking at me like, oh, see, take it as it comes. No. Okay. Well, yes, in business, but
in any aspect of life, really, mm-hmm. it was just about me getting out a notebook and customizing what works for me best.
Yeah. And revisiting things and putting things on pause.
That's
and
what
stepping
makes
back
us individuals. You know what I mean? Not mm-hmm. everybody. There isn't any, you know, coaching. Even you're mm-hmm. a life coach, you know, mm-hmm. You have to customize that for your customer.
Right.
It's not a one size fits all deal.
Not at all.
Humans aren't that way.
Right.
So, and neither, we shouldn't look at ourselves as a one size fits all.
Right.
You know, we're a custom.
Right. Well, and the other thing too is there's not just one way to do anything.
Right.
I mean, there's not just one opinion. There's so many different opinions and so many different things you can try and so many different ways.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing too.
What works for you.
Exactly.
And pay less attention to the input of others.
Exactly.
It's okay to be open to listening to it. I've gotten better over the years. Those were some of my intentions over the years were to, I would always get upset if I got bad advice and I knew I was getting it, but it was just like, well, thanks. That's food for thought. I'm going to chew on that for a bit.
Yeah.
Thanks for
and then
offering.
Spit it out when you're not looking, right?
Regurgitate. Yeah.
So let's talk about your health, how mm-hmm. much you take care of yourself mentally, physically, spiritually, because you're a very busy person. You have your hands into a lot of different things. Most people or a lot of people, including me, would say, I don't have time for all that. So how do you make time? How important is that?
It's important. I start my day at 2 a.m. because it works for me. A lot of people think that's
crazy. So when
do
you go to sleep?
So, somewhere around 6:30, 7 p.m.
Oh, geez.
Sometimes that's a stretch if I'm saying 7 p.m. Wow. Sometimes it's 6. But it just depends on how hard my day went, how hard I worked out, and what I did. So I usually start my day. Some days I start, it might just depend on the day. Some days it's midnight that I get up.
Now, can I ask you why? Like, what
makes
you? I
love that time frame.
Is it because nobody bothers you?
Nobody's at the gym. Number one, it's yours.
Wow.
It's yours. So all the equipment's yours. I don't have to think. I don't have anybody in my way. All the equipment, because I'm just all over the place when I'm at the gym. I like to think. And it's not always just working out with weights. It's just sometimes it's stretching, walking on the treadmill, using the like hydro massage bed or the red light therapy.
So you like the third shift?
All the stuff, yeah.
The third shift.
Right? That's what
I
it mean, is.
It kind of turned it's into true. That. It really just turned into that. And, you know, I think I used to go to the gym years ago. I started going to the gym at like 5 a.m. and not a lot of people went around that time. And then people started coming. And then there was like the, whatever, the fallback. Mm-hmm. And then like my schedule got off and I was like, then I just started dialing back the clock more. And it was like, okay, God, more people are coming at 5. Let me go at 4. So then I'd go at 4 and then it ended up being 3. and then it just came, 2 happened. And that I just stuck with
so
it.
How many hours do you sleep?
Like I get a full 7-8 hours of sleep. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I sleep hard. I sleep well. Everybody asked that. I do get sleep. I think people think that I have.
Yeah.
That I've been
so you get up at like 2 in the morning or you go to the gym?
I do. But that's when I get up and I have 2 Great Danes and I kind of do the thing with the dogs and then have a hot water. That sounds like such an old man thing. But like I put either a little bit of bone broth, like I'll do some bone broth or collagen packet in there.
And is this consistent? Like this is your routine every day pretty much?
Yep. Yep. So I do that and then kind of set my intention, like kind of, I just have the time, you know, time to myself to think. And then if I need to write anything down, catch up on anything, I go through that process, get off to the gym, do that, get that out of the way, come back. I have a gym in my garage also, but then I go in there and I do some yoga stretching or some breathing, all that kind of stuff. I have some red lights in there. I do the red light therapy in there also. And then ease into the workday. You know what I mean? So
the rest of the world is waking up.
Exactly. Yeah. As everybody's getting up. And then usually everybody starts coming into the workspace around 8:30-ish. So I'm usually there too. Like I leave my house, get there before anybody gets in usually. And then just start with a positive mindset throughout. So then it carries me throughout the day and then I get a full workday in. And then by the end of the day, I don't really need to be doing anything after 6 p.m., you know? So I could be a night eater all night long. That's when I want like pizza and burgers and all those things. And that stuff actually makes me lose weight. It doesn't help me put weight on, which I'm always trying to do. So I've got to be mindful about what I'm eating. Usually I focus on greens, juicing, spinach, broccoli, chicken, meat.
So how does that routine help you in business?
Good mind, you know, a good mindset, clean, just try to focus on brain health and mental health. Everything's pretty much connected. Mm-hmm. And so I think I notice a difference because I do splurge and I will eat the treats and all the things. But I notice a change. You know what I mean? When I'm focused on eating those things, I operate at a more sluggish pace. I don't think as fast. And as you age, you really pick up on that stuff. Mm-hmm. So you're not as sharp as, you know, someone younger than you. So
what would you tell somebody who's just starting, who's listening today and says, oh, I can do some of that, or I want to make a change, but where should they begin if they're just starting?
You know what I like? Start with walking. I remember when I first started trying to get fit, I tried to take up running. I'm not a runner. The only time I run is into the loving arms of a pizza or from the police. There's no good reason to be running.
That happens a lot, right?
I just like
to. So that's another strategy.
Yes. There we go. So start with walking. Start with walking.
It's so easy. Like even if I don't have a ton of time, I just set enough time to, I live in a small town and there's always a path to walk down or just go to the park and then just get a quick walk in 10, 15 minutes. It all started there for me and it was so easy just to fall into the next thing. And that got me focused into doing Audible. So I'd throw a book in, I'd go to, I love going to Kensington Metro Park because they have an 8-mile loop there. You throw on an audio book and I wouldn't get tight. I wouldn't like want to turn around until I was 4 miles into the 8-mile loop. And you're doing that 8 miles, whether you like it or not at that point. So got time to listen to an audio book.
Sure.
So,
and I think that all too often we think we have to start big and it's great to hear that, you know what, you started easy. You started small walking 10 minutes and we all can, you know, we can do that. We can walk 10 minutes or if 10 minutes is too many, walk 3.
Yeah.
I mean, walk whatever you can walk.
Same with a book. I think I love reading a book. I used to hate it, but I love the professional development and personal development, you know, books. And if I'm not doing Audible, I'll actually make an intention to read a book. And that started with one page.
Yeah.
I was like, I would do the negative self-talk thing and be like, come on, asshole, get that book out and read one page. It's
so
one
you
page.
Added the cuss word with the negative self-talk.
There we go. What are the three C's again to get us started?
Yeah. Let's see. Catching, checking, changing.
I like that.
Catching, checking, changing, and start small.
So Forbes Health did a poll of the top New Year's resolutions for the year. And the top three are improve fitness, improve finances, improve mental health. And then it goes down to
catching, checking, changing, start small.
So it's exactly in all those things that you talked about, combining the self-care with planting seeds for your ideas are all, they're all blended. Mm-hmm. So, and you can start any time of the year, which Bill McAllister, the president of Podcast Nation, was in here earlier today, and he said something interesting that the calendar year actually for goal setting started in the spring, back in the day, which makes a lot of sense. Because so you can start any time, but we're going to wrap up here with our benchmark question. How do you slice the pie? Okay, so I think you kind of said it, but let's just say it again. The secrets behind your success, how you spend your time, what are the top three priorities for you?
Let's see. Fitness, fuel, and fun. So by fuel, I mean fueling my body, mind, and soul. So that those things come with reading.
Your intake.
Yeah. What you're putting in your body, what you're feeding your mind, your body, your soul. Those things. So fitness, fuel, and fun. Three slices of pie.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Thank you, Mike. And Mike, how can people get a hold of you? Let's say they want to volunteer for one of your charity events. You do a lot of events over the years. Maybe somebody wants to volunteer, or maybe somebody wants to get some consulting from you. How can somebody get a hold of you?
They can hit up our website at thirdcircleinc.com.
And the third is the...
It's the numeral three, followed by the letters RD.
Okay, which we'll have those links up.
We'll leave a link, Thank you so much for joining us. And remember, sometimes the only mode of transportation available is a bold leap. Comment and share this episode. Thanks for listening, and be bold.
Be bold.